Do what you need
to. Nice to win a game one.
Yeah,
very nice. But
all right, lots of work to do, obviously. So still got to play as hungry as we do when we lose. So
how does that potentially help you guys? You know, you obviously want to get this done faster. Than, you don't want to get ahead of yourself, but getting it done faster than could really help you guys go on a long run.
One game at a time, I think it just helps you in the sense that, you know, now you only got to win three instead of four, right? You're not behind the gun, so it's good. You got to defend home ice. You got another game on home ice, so it's important to take care of business here.
What's the most satisfying part of your game as a team?
I think the start of the third. Like, I think, you know, they have their push in the second. I think grabbing hold of it in the third and scoring a big power play goal, Leo's goal, I think that's just a huge goal to kind of, you know, settle the group down and kind of be the dagger, I think.
If the battle becomes playing the most minutes of your style as opposed to the other team getting to play it their way, you guys had most of that game. The game was played on your terms most of the night. Is that an itself accomplishment, I guess, something you're trying to do?
I think you want to exert your style. I think you want to be able to have the game in the flow that you want it in, right? I think each other way, you're frustrated and you're not happy, obviously, if they're, you know, imposing their will on you. It's not a great feeling. I thought special teams was great. Like, I thought the PK was solid. I thought Stu was solid. I've never seen so many, you know, bad bounces for a goalie in that game. So I think just a solid game.
You looked like you were a little banged up going off there. I know it's playoffs, you might not say much, but you were back on the ice after.
Yeah.
All good?
Oh, yeah, it was completely fine. I just hit, I don't care because it's nothing. It was just a, you know, hit your funny bone with a slash, and then your arm goes numb for a minute, and then you sit on the bench, like, okay, it's back. So it's kind of like when you get hit in the foot with a puck, your foot goes numb, same type of deal. No, nothing.
Is that the most amount of hats you've seen?
That's 12 bags.
14.
1,131
hats.
Oh, man. Good for the Oilers store. That's crazy. I've never seen so many hats. No, but pretty special to do it here in front of the fans.
You ever go through those hats and try to see what kind of hats you maybe would like?
No, they usually bring them down. But I think, you know, playoffs is no need. We're just gonna move on and, you know, take the win.
Safe to say it's the biggest hat trick of your career.
Yeah, I mean, in the playoffs, every goal you score gets you closer to the ultimate goal. So
you had a career year. And the playoffs, everybody says, the new season. How important was it for you just to get off to a good start in the playoffs and just kind of carry your momentum over?
You know, I mean, you want to feel good going into the playoffs. Obviously, you want to feel good. But I think it's just at this time of year, everybody is so focused on winning. It doesn't matter who scores, obviously. That's been a big part of my game this year. So it's important that, you know, I'm able to produce. But I think, regardless of who scores, we're all pulling on the same rope, and it was just a huge effort from the entire group tonight. So, it was a good win.
Five assists for Connor tonight. Just a thought on his performance. He obviously took his game to another level tonight.
Mm, yeah, 95 away from 100. No, special player, obviously. When he's playing like that, he controls the game. So doesn't need to score. He just setting up everybody and set me up three times, and he's been doing it all year. So, that's what he does.
What have you liked about Henrik since he's joined? I know it's only been a few games, but he fits in right away and he scored again tonight.
Just so solid, like just steady. Like as a line mate, you want to play with somebody who's predictable and you know where they're going to be. And we haven't played with Rico for long, so to have that kind of predictability and understand where he's going to be at all times, like, I think that's huge, and that's a huge compliment. Like, it may sound boring, but it's a huge compliment. And obviously, I think his puck touches are great. Like, I think he makes really good touches with the puck, and I thought he had a great shot. Like, he picked the corner. It's a hard angle, and just a huge goal. So I thought he played great. Plays special teams, takes draws. Like, just a huge addition for us.
Zach, you mentioned Dreisaitl's goal, but then what about, you know, Henrik's goal and your second goal to allow you guys to continue kind of imposing, you know, your style and your will on them?
I mean, those are all huge goals, right? Like, I think scoring the first goal is big, and then you get up to two-goal lead early in the first, like, that gets the crowd into it. and then we're up 4-0, right? And then they get two, they get one disallowed, so they're at two goals there, and then going into the third, two goal lead's not always the safest lead. So I think it's to get that, to capitalize on the power play. I thought our power play scored at opportune times in the game, and that's what we talk about a lot. Is not how many times you score, it's when you score. And I mean, obviously we scored a lot on the power play today, but I thought the moments in the game were huge and just kind of settling the group, giving us a lead. So, yeah, I thought it was good.